I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. 8 years ago, two businessmen launched a private venture that was supposed to bring about an economic rebirth in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. Now, state and federal authorities say the entire enterprise was a massive fraud. Ariel Quiros, the owner of Jay Peak, and Bill Stanger, his CEO, have overseen the development of seven projects under the EB-5 program. That federal program provides a path to citizenship for foreigners who invest at least $500,000 in private sector ventures in economically depressed areas. But Stanger and Quiros appear to have been using the program to defraud unsuspecting investors, according to the feds. The story broke this afternoon, and VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is here with us this evening to help us sort things out. Peter, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
So, Peter, tell us exactly what happened here.
The allegations in this case are so severe that it really is hard to wrap your mind around them. And, you know, it's difficult to overstate the excitement that these projects generated when they were announced. They were seen as a lifeline to a region that was desperately in need of job creation. According to a complaint unsealed by the Securities and Exchange Commission today, though, it was all a Ponzi-like scheme to defraud these foreign investors. And authorities say Quiros used the projects to, quote, systematically loot tens of millions of dollars.
We've heard that phrase a lot today, Ponzi-like scheme. Exactly how do prosecutors say that they allegedly perpetrated this fraud?
So they say that Quiros and Stanger told these foreign investors that their money would be used for very specific projects, EB-5 projects, like hotels, conference centers, other developments. In actuality, what the feds say happened is Quiros and Stanger diverted those funds to private accounts owned by Ariel Quiros. Quiros used the money to settle old personal debts, they say, to pay his income taxes, and even to buy a $2.2 million luxury condominium at the Trump Place in New York City. One glaring example in this case that sort of illustrates the whole is with ANC Bio in Newport. This was going to be a $110 million facility that would be at the vanguard of biomedical research, and Stanger and Quiros told investors that they were well on their way to getting FDA approval for a number of products that this facility would be making. As it turns out, there was nothing in the FDA pipeline, according to SEC officials. Investors bought the pitch, as it turns out, and Stanger and Quiros raised about three quarters of the $110 million they would need to build the facility. Almost none of that money went to construction. Rather, the cash went mostly to Quiros, who used $30 million of it for his own personal expenses.
I understand the state of Vermont was supposed to be overseeing these projects. I know it's early in this process, but do we have any sense of why the state wouldn't have caught any of these alleged misdeeds earlier?
Well, to be clear, this has been going on since 2008, according to the complaint, when Quiros illegally used $22 million in EB-5 money to fund his acquisition of Jay Peak. It wasn't until the beginning of 2015 that Quiros and Stanger began to arouse suspicion at the state. And those suspicions arrived shortly after the Shulman administration transferred oversight away from the Agency of Commerce and Community Development and onto the Department of Financial Regulation, where Commissioner Susan Donegan ultimately unraveled the alleged scheme. Could they have made these discoveries sooner if those reforms had been enacted earlier? Probably. But Peter Shumlin and others say Vermont now has the most stringent EB-5 oversight program in the country. They're touting the discovery of this alleged fraud as a testament to their oversight, not an indictment of it.
Very briefly at the end here, Peter, do we know yet what happens to Jay Peak and to the hundreds of people who work up there?
The feds have appointed a receiver to oversee operations there. And Peter Shumlin says he's optimistic based on conversations with that receiver that the resort will continue operating and that those workers are going to retain their jobs.
VPR will have more on this story tomorrow during Morning Edition. You can also read more at VPR.net. We've been talking with VPR's Peter Hirschfeld. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Al.